At the annual Philadelphia Folk Festival this weekend, Arlo Guthrie will celebrate the 50th anniversary of his famous song, Alice's Restaurant. At the same time, the festival has announced big plans for the future. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on a new home for folk music.
On Thursday, the first day of the festival, the Philadelphia Folk Song Society announced it will be buying an old Lutheran church in Roxborough and converting it into a permanent performance space. For 53 years, the society has run the festival, and aside from the long weekend at the old pool farm in Schwanksville, it has never had its own venue. The society will buy Grace Evangelical. It's a decommissioned Lutheran church built in 1910 at Roxborough and Ridge Avenues. Society Director Justin Nordell says most recently it was being used as a medical imaging clinic.
The MRI facility completely left the chapel intact. They did nothing to it. They used the other part of the building. So we've got a full chapel with a full pipe organ that still works. I was just playing with it on Tuesday.
The church is twice the size of the Society's current home in Mount Airy, and it will house its entire operation, offices, classrooms, a library of archival recordings, and a performance venue that, with some renovations, could accommodate about 200 people. The purchase price is $1.2 million. To pay for it, Nordell has launched a five-year capital campaign.
Capital campaign dollars are very separate from festival dollars. Any capital campaign investments actually need to come directly in as such for, you know, legal purposes.
The 35,000 people expected to attend the festival this year will be asked to donate to that capital campaign on top of their ticket price. Nordell says a substantial amount has already been raised. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.